But you know what else there is? There's a great trash compactor, right? Isn't that something else you can do with trash? A trash compactor. Now, it's amazing how trash compactors can take a lot of trash and just cram it really small. Just crush it down into just little blocks or little bales, right? Did you know that there's a great trash compactor in the Bible? Not just a trash furnace of hell where trash is burned. There's a trash compactor in Revelation 14, 19. It says, the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even under the horse bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Listen to me, Mr. and Mrs. Sweetness and Light. This is Revelation. This is the New Testament. This is the last book in the New Testament. In fact, you can't say that this book's outdated. This stuff's the future. It hasn't even happened yet. It's not even in style yet. Don't even tell me it's gone out of style. What is the Lord Jesus Christ going to do? He's going to throw the trash into a great trash compactor. What does the Bible say, friend? I didn't write Revelation chapter 14. Look down at your Bible. The Bible says that when God throws the trash into his great trash compactor, there will be blood like a river. That will be blood so deep. Where's the blood coming from? The bodies of human beings that are trash. And that blood will flow like a river up to the horse bridles. And you know what? When I was a kid, I can't even count how many times I heard that preached on. It seems like that was a favorite theme back in the 80s, where preachers would talk about that blood flowing up to the horse bridles, and they'd show you, this is the horse's bridle, this is 4 feet deep, this is 5 feet deep, say, whatever number they put on. But that seemed like a popular theme. I mean, who remembers hearing preaching on that, you know? But look, there's almost no hands went up because most people here are younger generation, and this new young milquetoast sub-eunuch preaching, they'll never touch on that story. I mean, when I was a kid, I grew up with that story. Like, I mean, I had that drilled into me before I'd even read the book of Revelation. Blood up to the horse bridles. And you know what that taught me? Man, God is a God of wrath. God is going to crack some heads. God is going to use that great trash compactor. What's a wine press? It crushes things. Being crushed. Blood's going to flow like a river up to the horse's bridles. And you say, oh, you're not loving. No, you know what? People need to be warned about what God's really like. They need to figure out who they're believing in, who they're worshiping in. It doesn't matter. You know, Brother Fannin read Deuteronomy 23. We read Isaiah 26. We're reading a lot of scripture right now. The Bible's got some rough things to say. It's time to wake up and get in your Bible and read it and figure out that God is going to take out the trash. And the Bible says there's a great trash compactor known as the winepress of the wrath of God, and it's going to gush blood like a river someday. This is going to happen.